I can be pretty cold sometimes.
这个的 cold 是什么意思啊 Pretty cold, 我很冷吗
Yeah, it's like a, but not your temperature. It means your 态度 and your mood, really.
心情和态度
Sure, sure. So if you're cold to other people, as opposed to being 热情 really here, it's the opposite of 热情
哦、oh, ，我有时候呢可能会变得非常的冷漠。
That's right, yeah, it's 冷漠
毫不在乎的那种冷漠、
嗯，
因为没有得到足够的爱嘛。
That's right.
所以你不也不会对别人表示很热情，反正就冷冷的那种。我就觉得我没有得到足够多父母的爱，我就有时候呢容易变得比较冷酷。
嗯
嗯，那你呢
？How about you?
How about you? How about you? 那你呢？你怎么样呢
？Jing Jing says.I think my parents did a good job raising me.
I think my parents did a good job. 我们说这个短语叫 do a good job, 做了一件好事儿、就是做事儿做得好。
That's right.
说 did a good job, 后面接 doing something. 他做了一个什么好事儿呢把我养大。
That's right, raising me, right?
Yeah. 哎 raise somebody 嘛、
yeah.
就是养育嘛。
That's right.
所以我觉得我爸妈呢在养育我这件事情上呢表现的还是不错的。
That's right.、
啊、还是可以的。你看你肯定父母那你的父母真的做得不错了
That's right、
啊、比如说呢、
Well, I turned out pretty independent myself、
哎、这里有个短语叫 turn out Turn out 就是表现为什么什么什么东西
That's right, yeah、She's here, Jing Jing turned out pretty independent、Let me think of another example for youLet's see, Bob was bullied every day at school, right, for 5 years straight.
哇 ,Bob 天天都在学校被他的那个年长的人欺负。
Yeah, and so later in life, he turned out to be a really angry guy.
结果呢他 turned out, 他变成了一个充满愤怒的家伙。
Right?
所以 turn out 就是那个事情呢展现出的一个结果。
That's right.
就是我们用汉语说叫做什么呢叫做变成了什么样子。
That's right.
Turn out 后面就直接接一个状态，可以接一个形容词。
Sure.
比如说这里是 pretty independent.
Pretty independent.
或者是 Bob 那个 turn out.
Yeah, he pretty angry, right?
Or pretty angry.
Pretty hostile towards others. Yeah.
哎，就变得非常的愤怒。好，后面直接接形容词，就是你变成了一个什么样的样子。那我现在呢，就变得很独立了。
That's right. They gave me plenty of attention.
哎，爸爸妈妈呢，给了我很多的关心，给了我很多的注意力。Plenty of 就是足够的。They gave me plenty of attention.
But they never overdid it.
But they never. 但是他们从不 overdid it. 还说一说吗 ？Overdo.
Yeah, sure. If you overdo something, you do something to an excessive extent, to the point where you get a negative impact or a negative, reaction from something.
嗯。Do 做
That's
overdo、
right.
做多了
That's right.
这里是过去式 overdid. They never overdid it. 他们从来不过分。所以你看这个度吧，这个 balance 他们就把握得很好，对不对？就是他既给你注意力，但是他也不会过分，不会过多。
That's right.
这都是孩子们最期望、最理想的一个状态嘛。
That's right. Yeah.
是吧？多了也不好，溺爱了；少了也不好，不关心。
Yeah.
You turn out pretty cold. 这也不行。下面一句。
But I can't say the same for my friend Claire.
好了，这里的第二个主角出来了。I can't say the same. 我不能说同样的话。For 对谁说呢
？My friend Claire.
哎，这句话意思啊，你看小姚老师有个短语叫 I can't say the same for.
Okay. Let me give you some examples here. Okay. So, you know, we all had a great time on our trip to England.、
嗯、
Although.I can't say the same for Bob. He lost his wallet and his passport and had to stay at the police station the rest of the trip.
我们全部啊都去英国有了一个很好的旅程。可是呢我不能说 Bob 也一样。这意思啊小文老师给我们的解释是这么说的说 If you can't say the same for someone, then you don't agree that something is also true about that person.
That's right, right?
情况另外的情况就是另一个人的情况呢就不一定如此了来还有例句呢
OK
我们来看一个例句
She was born with a silver spoon in her mouth
例句是 Mary and Jennifer are、
oh.
great students
Oh here
But I can't say the same for Betty She has the lowest grades in the class
Oh, that's a, okay. This is a perfect example. Is this in our book? Is this example in our book?
不是的，这是我们的这个你给写的例句嘛。
Okay, got it. Yeah, Mary and Jennifer are perfect students, but I can't say the same for Betty. She always gets bad grades in our class.
对了 ，Mary 和 Jennifer 呢都是很棒的学生。
Yeah.
但是呢，那个叫什么叫 Betty， 我可就不敢说了。哎、
yeah. ，
其实这句话咱们就可以理解为。什么什么东西我可就不敢说了。
That's right.
对于谁我可就不敢说了。Mm-hmm. 好，我是这样哈，我爸妈是这样。可是 Jennifer 呢？啊，不是，可是这个 Claire 呢？克莱尔呢？我可就不敢说这话了。I can't say the same for my friend Claire. 好了 ，Claire 怎么了
？Well, Claire, she was born with a silver spoon in her mouth.
她呀是含着一个银勺子出生的。那这里肯定是个比喻吧。
Oh, absolutely, yeah. If you're born with a silver spoon in your mouth, that literally means that you're born into sometimes a rich family or a family who gives you everything. You see, in a long time ago, only the rich families had spoons that were made of silver, right? In other families, they only had spoons made of wood or maybe made of, steel that got rusty or something like that. So obviously, the most wealthy families, they had silver spoons. And thus, the Chengyu, the idiom came, being born with a silver spoon in your mouth. That just means, hey, you were born into that type of family where you get everything you want, all your needs are met, you're spoiled.
那我直接可以这么用吗? Someone was born with a silver spoon in her mouth.
Definitely, yeah.Bob was born with a silver spoon in his mouth, and so was Jennifer.
那意思就是说，他生在有钱人的家里。
That's right.
啊，小高老师告诉我们说这是小高富二代最地道的翻译。
That's right. Exactly. That's what it is. And, 一点苦都没有吃过。
一点苦都没吃过。
Yeah.
不仅是以前没吃过，以后也不会吃。
Yeah.
就是富二代的一个标准的翻译、
yeah.
哈。他就是个富二代，咱们就这么一说、
That's right.
啊。
That's right.
好、啊，他有银勺子，他是个富二代。小高说
，Oh yeah?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah? 真的吗？他真的是这样吗？ Mm-hmm. 是的，你听听后边。
Yeah. Her parents gave her everything she asked for.
我的天哪 ！Her parents gave her everything she asked for. 她要什么，爸妈给什么。
That's right.
要什么有什么，要什么给什么。
She never shared her love. No, she never shared her toys when she was little.
差不多也一样。
哎、讨厌！我告诉你，最讨厌的小朋友就是不分享他们的玩具给我，因为我总是想玩他们的玩具。
嗯。
但是呢。经常的时候那些 spoiled 的 children 因为他们不懂分享这个概念、
嗯、比较自私
对
可是我问你啊、yeah. 你小时候愿意把你的玩具给别人玩吗
You know what? Okay, I had a rule, okay
你有个规则
就是说可以玩但是你先得洗手
真的吗
Yeah, you know what I had? I had a 小松鼠 not a 小松鼠 a 仓鼠
啊、仓鼠
a 仓鼠 and if you wanted to touch
活的吧
Yeah, 活的 And I had a 视频游戏 And if you wanted to touch the controller, you had to wash your hands. You want to ride my bike? You have to wash your hands.
这是你自己给自己定的规矩
yeah,
是吧
Yeah.
谁想用我小高的啊电、yeah. 那个电脑游戏打我的电动游戏、yeah. 你可以玩但是你得洗手。
I remember that very well. You had to wash your hands. Now I wonder what my friends must have thought about that at the time.
哎，你现在应该别人要到你家去，一定还得脱鞋吧
？Oh, definitely, yeah, probably, yeah. At least, come on, at least, yeah.
哎，那很有意思哈。
Yeah.
She never shared her toys when she was little. 她小的时候啊，从来不把她的玩具给别人玩。
Yeah.
反正我小的时候是不喜欢那种。不把玩具给我玩的人
That's right.
我不喜欢跟他玩。
Oh yeah, 我也不喜欢。
不喜欢那样的
yeah,
是吧太自私了
yeah, yeah.
他不跟你分享。一般来讲这样的孩子都是被宠爱过头了。
Yeah.
因为他觉得什么都是我的、
yeah.
我的是我的、
yeah.
你的也是我的。
Yeah.
是这样的。
Yeah. 你的是我的我的
也
是我
的。
okay. Anyways, Jingjing, I say,
小高说。
小高说 ,what about now?
那现在呢 ?what about now?
How's she like now?
How's she like? 这什么意思啊就是说、
yeah.他现
在
怎么样？
哎，怎么样了 ？Like 不是说喜欢啊，
yeah.
是过得如何了
？That's right.
哎，他现在过得如何了？大家猜一猜，这样的富二代的命运后来是什么？您猜一猜。
She decided not to go to college after high school.
她做了一个非常大胆的决定。什么决定呢？ She decided not to go to college after high school.、
Mm-hmm.
高中毕业以后不上大学了。你说说这决定。
That's right.
这人一般来讲没有人会做这种决定。
嗯，一般来说会有，会有的。
会有吗？
但是呢，
是因为一般来讲是因为家里穷没有办法去读书了。
Right. Well, but this girl, I mean Claire, maybe she, like I said, 从来没有吃过苦。
嗯，
所以呢，而且去上大学的话可能需要吃一点点的苦。
啊，她甚至认为去上大学是吃苦。
Yeah, I
mean, 她没有觉得那是去学知识吗？
也许她觉得那就不如成天待在家里，因为妈妈爸爸就是可以照顾我，我要什么他们就给什么，就那去上大学有什么用啊？
上大学不就是为了挣钱吗？对不对？
That's right.
那挣钱了，我反正都有了，我干嘛还去上大学啊？
That's right.
所以啊，她做了一个大胆的决定。She decided not to go to college after high school. 决定了，大学就不上了。不上那干嘛呢？
Well, she's still mooching off her parents.
好了，这里一个最新的单词来了，叫 mooch, mooching off. 来说说这短语。
Sure, mooch, M-O-O-C-H. If you mooch off somebody, you basically kind of use them or, take money or resources from somebody, that has to offer it. Maybe they have an excess of it, or it's okay for them to get rid of these things.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're taking advantage of the fact that they have these excess resources and money.
就是你从别人那个地方拿取什么东西。
Yeah, that's mooching, right? You're taking advantage of
利用别人
you're 利用
拿什么东西。
Either their kindness or their resources or both, right? You're mooching off.
你是单方面的去索取别人的资源。
Yeah.
是那意思吗？
Yeah.
但别人有多的可以给你。
Exactly. So, I really like your word you use, 单方面的, because this is not a two-way street, right? This is 单方面的, this is mooching, right?
有点像过分的向别人拿取什么东西一样。
Definitely.
啊，比如说一个家里哈，比如说有，比如说你们家，比如说你哥特有钱，对吧？然后你们这几个当兄弟姐妹的，就拼命从他身上拿东西。
That's right.
反正他有钱，他该给我。
That's right.
就是用单方面的索取。
That's right.
如果是 mooch off parents,那是什么意思啊？就是咱们现在所说的啃老。
That's right. It's okay. 是啃老是。
就是天天吃爸妈的。
That's right.
单方面拿，
right.
从来不还。
That's it.
是免费的。
That's mooching. That's mooching off someone.
有点压榨的那个意思。
That's right.
就是过分的去索取，叫 mooch off 后面接 someone。
Yeah.
这么接是吧？这个短语。
She told me she doesn't feel the need to go to college.
你看 she told me, 她告诉我说 she doesn't feel the need.
That's right.
Need to do something, 我们说需要做某事儿。
Yeah.
她告诉我说她不觉得她需要去上大学。
Yeah, she doesn't feel the need, right? So in English, we often say we feel the need, or we often use this feel the need in a 否定句, right? I don't really feel the need to get my hair cut. I mean, it's, you know, winter's around the corner, so maybe I should just let my hair grow out. I don't really feel the need to.
所以叫 feel the need 是有这个短语的叫做而且是常常用在否定句当中。
Yeah. Oh, 你犯了这个错误之后你道歉了吗? Well, you know, I didn't really feel the need to apologize because I didn't really think that I was wrong. I mean, you know.
我可真不觉得我要去道什么歉就那种哈我不觉得有什么需要叫做 don't feel the need to do something. 他不觉得他需要去上大学为什么呢?
Well, because she can just sponge off her parents for the rest of her life.
是因为呀，他可以 just sponge off her parents. 好了，又来了一个短语叫做
sponge.
Sponge 是啥？
Well, sponge here, I think sponge and mooch, can be used interchangeably. A sponge, you know what a sponge is? If you put a sponge near water, what would it do? It would absorb it, right?
Sponge 不就是海绵吗？
That's right, yeah. And a sponge's job is to absorb things around it, right?
对，海绵的工作嘛，不就是一些吸收一些水分啊，一些东西嘛。
That's absolutely right. So, if in this case we're using it in a more like a as a metaphor, as a BU, right? Mm. So it's not that Claire is a 海绵宝宝 and she's, you know, sucking up water.She's sucking up the resources of mom and dad.
原来克莱尔就像一个海绵宝宝一样、
yeah.
啊、不停地向父母的身上吸水。
That's right.
那为什么用 sponge off somebody 呢？跟前面那个 mooch off 是一模一样的。
Exactly. And so we can actually swap them out. I can say、she's still sponging off her parents. And because she can just mooch off her parents for the rest of her life. So we can interchange these words because they're so similar. In fact, I'll go as far to say that they are 同义词。
对了，今天呢我们学到了两个无偿，这叫什么过度索取以及啃。
That's right.
有两个同义词。一个呢是 mooch off, M-O-O-C-H.
That's right.
另外一个呢是 sponge off.都是压榨的意思、
yeah.
啊，单方面索取的意思、后面都直接接 off、
right.
O-F-F 然后再加人啊，无偿的去压榨谁索取谁、
yeah.
就这意思，听上去有点旧社会苦大仇深的意思啊。好，他呢想什么呢？想吃父母的 for the rest of her life。
For the rest of her life, that's a long time.
一辈子都吃父母的。哎，你说这些父母心里怎么想的？
Probably,
我有钱，我愿意养着我的孩子，
man,
怎么地吧。
I don't know what they're thinking. Well, they'll either be thinking one of two things. One, they'll either be, you know, totally proud that their kid is at least
很幸福。
Yeah, 很幸福 and then, you know, 一辈子从来没有吃过苦。Or maybe reality would have set in with them and they've realized, oh my gosh, my kid's just gonna sponge off me the rest of my life. What have I done? He's not contributing to society.Oh my goodness, what to do, zamaban. I don't know. I think, you know, if I had so much money to where my kid could just live off me the rest of the world, I probably wouldn't care. I would say, hey, I got so much money, who cares?
你竟然成了一个你竟然还走了一个相反的方向啊。
Yeah, say, hey, you know, no problem, me mucho way, baby. Yeah.
可是你会当一个啃老族啊。
Yeah, I would.
你还你不会的吧
I hope not. I would like to say no, so I'll just go ahead and knock on wood. I'm knocking on wood right now. I hope not.
哎，有的父母啊、他把孩子养大以后他也后悔了。就是孩子如今来啃我、
yeah.
那是因为我是这么培养他的，对不对？
That's right, yeah.
我就让他什么的苦都不吃，他今天当然要啃我了。
That's right.
那现在看来也是我自己打落牙往肚里咽嘛。
Yeah.
而且你知道吗，现在很多美国的一些 millionaires、
uh-huh.
他们都不会给让孩子啃老的。
Really?
你不知道吗、
no, I didn't know, but
他们绝对不会让孩子啃老
man,
他们的钱全部交给慈善机构
well,
孩子要什么 you work for it.
You're right. Actually, you know what? I heard, do you know Will Smith? He's an actor.
知道啊，就是那个 Independence Day、
yeah.
那个、
That's right, yeah, Tim. I remember there was an article recently. He says his child, Jaden, only has one pair of shoes.
不愧吧
yeah.
他那个孩子长得很漂亮
yeah, good looking. Now, Will Smith, he's a good looking guy. So he got, I think Jaden got his father's genes.
我的天啊 Will Smith、
yeah.
这么大一个巨星啊、
yeah. 你说帅不帅？帅不帅？
他算是黑色人种当中长得很帅的
yeah.
你说他的孩子只有一双鞋
yeah.
太节约了
yeah, that's cool, huh?
可是我很喜欢这种教育方式、
gosh, and I have like 10 pairs of shoes, right? Yeah.
可是那人家那双鞋估计都是人家卖 newspaper 送 newspaper 给挣的
That's right, yeah. That's
那么小的孩子、
true.
是吧
?That's right, yeah.
一双鞋的教育、我觉得是挺好的哈。然后呢你看他爸妈为什么这么让他一辈子啃老呢，是因为
Her parents bought her 3 cars already.
我的天啊，他爸妈都给他买了三辆车了。
Can you believe that? 3 cars already. God.
这不是故意的吗？这得把他养成什么样啊？
I don't know. 我连一辆都没有。
哎，你没有吗？你以后会有的呀。
Yeah,
他这个自己就挣了，自己一来就三辆车。
Yeah.
所以他根本不会珍惜这个车的。
Right.
你给他买兰博基尼、玛莎拉蒂，他都不会珍惜的。
Right.
他会拿去飙车，然后撞了。
Right. 所以呢，他应该送我一辆，也送你另一辆。
我才不稀罕呢。
Okay.
这又不是我自己的，我干嘛要要啊
yeah, ？That's true. Okay.
是啊。好，所以呢，我们看这里哈 ，buy somebody something 是吧、？Bought her 3 cars already。大家听到这里肯定都、哇，都送三辆车了 ，maybe 啃老还是挺好的哈。好，三观要正确啊，小高说。
That's too bad.、
Mm. 没错吗？我们说三观要正确。
That's right.
这可不怎么好。Mm.
Well, I'd much rather have a good friend like you.
I'd much rather. 这里是什么叫 I'd much rather?
是、
就是、I'd rather.
Exactly. So much rather. All the much does is just 强调 it 强调 that 我真的 宁愿 right 我真的宁愿、
哦、就是我真的宁愿
yeah,
本来我们学的这个短语叫 I'd rather 就是我宁愿做什么事、
yeah.
这个 I'd much rather 呢就是我非常愿意
yeah. Yeah.、
So, 我真的愿意、
for example、I'd much rather pay、another 1000 RMB and take an airplane to Xiamen、as opposed to、saving 1000 RMB but spending 15 hours on the train
哦、oh, 我倒是宁愿多花一千块钱、
yeah.
坐飞机到厦门去
yeah. Yeah.
而不是呢存省下来这一千块钱呢坐火车过去、
yeah. That's right.
就是说你在做选择的时候你更加倾向于哪一种情况
That's right.
I'd much rather do something have a good friend like you 哎呀我倒宁愿呢有一个像你这样的朋友你看你要给我 three cars 我都不要我们这样的朋友多好啊
That's right yeah
who, 什么样的朋友呢一个定语从句来修饰他、
yeah. Well who is willing to give people the sunThe moon and the star.
哇塞，后面这句话境界好高啊！什么境界啊
？Yeah,
willing to give people, 愿意给别人太阳、月亮、星星。
Yeah, the sun, the moon and the star.
这什么意思呢？就给别人太阳、月亮和星星。
Well, sure. Well, let me ask you this: the sun, the moon, and the stars. Is that awesome? Is that 东西多不多？
多呀
yeah,
而且很难获得的
That's right 是很难获得的 So think about this sentence I said I'd much rather have a good friend like you Who is willing to give people The sun, the moon and the stars 而不是是想要是有这个期望别人会给他 The sun, the moon and the stars 你这个朋友是很愿意把 the sun, the moon and the stars 给别人
愿意为他人无偿的付出
Yeah 我要强调的是我宁愿有一个无私的朋友、
哦、有一个无私为他人奉献的朋友、
yeah. That's right、
哦、而不是一个像 Claire 这样的朋友
That's right
对不对、哦、
你说 Claire 能当朋友吗
他倒也可以
yeah,
万一他给你一辆车呢
那当然了、oh, Claire, My best friend is Claire、actually.
看看我一说这小老师本性嘛本性毕露了还是假模假样的说、
yeah.
I would much rather have a good friend like you
That's right
好这里啊咱们就学会了这样一个表达叫 Willing to give people the sun, the moon, and the stars、
mm-hmm.
一整套下来形容愿意为他人无私付出、
mm-hmm.
不计回报的好晶晶说了最后一句话他说
Don't make me blush.
Blush、yeah. 是什么？是脸红吧
？Exactly, it's 脸红 right? So if someone's face becomes red,、we say that they are blushing.、Right?
They are blushing.
Yeah,
他的脸红了。
That's right.
那如果我说我脸红了
？That's right. I'm blushing.
I'm blushing.
Yeah.
那这里说 make me blush 就是让我脸红。
That's right. Yeah. So here it's oh, don't make me blush. Right.
意思就是说我脸红了。
Yeah.
他虽然说不要让我脸红，其实他的意思是让我脸红了。
他已经挺红的了。
啊，已经脸红了。好，对，今天的这个对话呢，就到这里了。就是说、
yeah.
我还是宁愿选择一个不被父母溺爱的孩子。
That's right.
那等于你这个 question 已经解答完毕了，对不对
？That's right.
Spoil or not, which is better?
Yeah. So I think not being spoiled.
Is better.
Even though I want to be spoiled, please spoil me.
你看，小高老师最后都的心声都得说出来，
no.
求被溺爱。
Yeah,
不行不行，
yeah,
这三观要正确哈、
yeah, yeah.
啊。人要自食其力。今天的新单词特别多，我们给大家重温一下好不好
？Okay.
New words for dialogue. 第一个，我们有
babysitter.
Someone who watches and takes care of children while parents are away. Sometimes called a
nanny.
Nanny.
And the Chinese is.
保姆、哦、对了叫 babysitter 哎，现在有很多男生当保姆知道吧
Really? No, I didn't know that. I don't believe it.
也叫做 nanny
Really?
啊，
应该说
就在美国
Oh my gosh
人家当的可好了
Maybe one day I'll be a nanny
我觉得你有这你可以的也会照顾他人
yeah, 是
第二个单词就是今天的关键词叫
Spoil someone rotten
哎，叫 spoil someone rotten
Right
宠坏乐
嗯
英文的意思是
To give someone everything they want until it negatively affects their personality.
哎，给一个人呢所有他想要的，直到已经非常消极的影响到了这个人的个性、
right.
啊，把这个人的个性已经变坏了，叫 spoil someone rotten。第三个短语叫
everything under the sun，
太阳下的一切东西，形容
everything literally.
Everything.
Usually it's used with.A verb like giving or wanting, right? I'll give you everything under the sun, or she wants everything under the sun.
哎，就是所有的东西，一切。通常呢是想跟给一切 give everything under the sun,、
yeah.
or 想要一切 want some everything under the sun 连用。 形容一切所有的东西。接下来是
every now and then，
不时的 sometimes。
That's right， sometimes。
哎，有时候。接下来是
turn out， right？ So turn out to become something。Here's and let me give you a good example. Bob's parents did a good job raising him. As a result, he turned out to be a good person.
变成了。
他变成了。
哎，他变成了什么样子？我们还有 overdue something。
Yeah。
做过头了。我们还有。
Can't say the same for someone.
哎，其他的我可就不敢说了。
Yeah.
其他的情况呢，我就不好说了。
That's right.
我们还有富二代的说法。
Born with a silver spoon in one's mouth.
哎，含着银勺子出生。我们还有两个同样的单词叫
mooch off someone and sponge off someone.
都是啃老向他人无偿的索取。好了，短语这么多，我们来请小高老师把今天的对话整体来一遍吧。
Hey, Xiao Gao, what was it like for you growing up? I mean, did your parents give you a lot of attention? Just the opposite. My parents worked a lot. I have more memories of my babysitter than I do of them. Well, did they spoil you rotten by buying you everything under the sun to make up for it? No, they hardly bought me anything. I had to work for the things I wanted. Well, how do you think it affected you? The good thing is that I became independent.And the bad thing? Every now and then, I wonder if I didn't get enough love growing up. I can be pretty cold sometimes. How about you? I think my parents did a good job raising me. I turned out pretty independent myself. They gave me plenty of attention, but they never overdid it. But I can't say the same for my friend Claire. She was born with a silver spoon in her mouth. Oh, yeah?Yeah, her parents gave her everything she asked for. She never shared her toys when she was little. What about now? How is she like now? She decided not to go to college after high school. She's still mooching off her parents. She told me she doesn't feel the need to go to college because she can just sponge off her parents for the rest of her life. Her parents bought her 3 cars already. Huh, that's too bad. Well, I'd much rather have a good friend like you.Who is willing to give people the sun, the moon, and the stars? Oh, don't make me blush.
好的，这就是我们今天的一整段对话了。那这个对话当中呢，我们也可以总结出来啊，这个关于 spoil 这件事情啊，父母也好，你自己也好，都要掌握一个 balance， 一个限度啊，不要太多，但是呢，也不要没有，是吧？所以呢，关于宠爱这个话题，以后你无论跟谁说一说，你都有很好的一种语言的材料、语言的资料了。就像小高老师所说的那样，那么多的新词、好词，
那是。